First of all, Happy New Year to everyone. At least we hope it's going to be a happy year ahead of us. But who apart from God really knows what is going to take place in 2017? Often we think, she'll be right. No worries. God will look after us. That's true. But we shouldn't pretend that nothing bad can ever happen to us or to our loved ones or to our church. It's actually important for us to realise how weak we are in and of ourselves. In fact, the Bible describes God's people as being like sheep. I think most of us think sheep are cute, especially the lambs. We think sheep are cute in part because they're harmless. Apart from rams that can ram you with their horns, there's not much that sheep can do to harm a human being. And with all the wool that grows on them, that also makes them look cute and cuddly. You might not think it, but sheep are interesting animals. They have good hearing. They have good peripheral vision. They have a great sense of taste and smell. But they have poor depth perception, which makes them balk or jump over shadows on the ground. They also prefer well-lit areas rather than darkness. And compared with other animals their size, they're basically defenseless. Their only real defense against predators is by hiding in the herd. Not only are sheep easily injured, but they can also die simply as a result of fear or panic. They're cute, but weak. And God says that his people, we're like that. We're like sheep. Now, for sheep to be safe in the wild, they really need someone to protect them. They need a shepherd. And because we are weak and defenseless, we need a shepherd too. But the wonderful thing is, as Psalm 23 tells us, the Lord is our shepherd. And because we have God as our shepherd, we will not lack anything we need. God promises to look after us. He promises to make us lie down in grassy pastures. He promises to lead us beside still waters. Now sheep, they're actually scared of running water. They prefer to drink still water. Here we can see that God knows what we need and he promises to provide what we need. He promises to refresh us. He promises to guide us in the tracks of righteousness for the sake of his name. He wants to work in our lives to transform us. He wants to work righteousness in us so that his name will be glorified. He promises to provide everything that we need for the fullness of life, both physical and spiritual. So in 2017, make sure that you don't trust in yourself. Remember, you're not a lion. You're not a tiger or a bear. As far as God is concerned, you're just a sheep. You might be cute like Steve here, but you're weak. In reality, you can't survive in the world without a shepherd to protect you and to provide for you. So make sure that you accept God as your shepherd. It's wonderful to know that God is here to protect us and to provide for us. But that's not to say that everything will be 100% okay all of the time. The Bible forewarns us that often it takes time for God's promises to get worked out. And sometimes the shepherd might actually lead us through dark valleys. Sometimes even the darkness of death might surround us. But even when walking through the valley of the shadow of death, we need not be afraid. Why? Because our shepherd will always be with us. He will never abandon or forsake us. His shepherd's staff will be there to protect us and to bring comfort. You see, when moving to the lush pastures and waterholes, sometimes it requires traversing dark valleys along the way. But the Lord, our shepherd, promises to guide us out of the valley to ultimately feast on the fresh green grass of the beautiful meadows that he has prepared for us. God promises personally to prepare a table for us in the sight of our enemies. And normally, eating within sight of your enemies would be a dangerous thing to do. If the enemy can see you, ordinarily you'd think that they'd be able to attack you. But the idea here is that because the Lord is our shepherd, because the Lord is protecting us, our enemies will be basically powerless to harm us. It's like the forces of evil will only be able to look at us from a distance, unable to harm us as we feast upon the good things that God provides. Now just think about that. As we follow God at the end of the journey that he is leading us on, we will have a seat at a party prepared in our honour by God himself. And it's better than any New Year's party. The food and drink will be fantastic. Anointed with God's aromatic oil, our cup will be filled to the top. These are wonderful promises. Friends, we don't know all the details of what the new year has in store for us or our church. But God wants us to know that He is our shepherd. So make sure in this new year that you accept God as your shepherd. Make sure you receive Him as your guide and protector in 2017. If the Lord is your shepherd, then the Lord's goodness and kindness will follow you all the days of your life, and you will live forever in the house of the Lord. There might at times be dark valleys to traverse, but always remember, God is leading us to green pastures and still waters. He's leading us, comforting us, protecting us. He's guiding us in the tracks of righteousness until we reach the final destination, which is experiencing life and goodness in full, in God's presence, in God's house, here in the renewed world of the kingdom of God. So if all of that is true, make sure you don't trust in yourself or anyone else for that matter. Instead, you need to trust in the Lord. Now to finish up with, I'd like to leave you with a motto. And it's a motto that I recommend that each one of us have for this new year, 2017. Now I think you can see it up there, yeah? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Is that a good motto? Okay, well, I think we need to stand up together. And after I count to three, I want us to say it together twice. We'll say it all together and you can choose either Chinese or English. We'll say it all at once. You ready? One, two, three. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Again. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Thank you.